You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, did you have a nice long weekend?
Morena Rachel, yes, I had a lovely weekend with family, and there's nothing more invigorating and pleasant in my life than sharing with grandchildren and family, so I had a lovely time, thank you.
Oh, that's good. Yes, I'm hoping everyone's feeling a little bit refreshed after a long weekend. We're going to talk
It's going to be a big week,
and we're going to talk a wee bit about our last week, which was also a big week for Auckland Council. There was a press conference, which has come under quite a bit of flack for perhaps the way it was run, from Mayor Wayne Brown. We saw quite a lot of journalists who weren't invited, staff wasn't invited. We saw some perhaps kind of unusual faces in the conference room itself. And there has been a bit of confusion about the messaging coming out of this conference too. So this was basically to table the proposal, sort of after having consultation on the budget, to see where we're at with this at the moment. Now, from your perspective, Desley, what's the next step from here? What's the conversation that comes out of this? We're kind of seeing it being portrayed as a sell the airport shares or we go back to making cuts is the sort of messaging we're getting from the mayor. But what's your position on this?
Look, it's not easy. It really isn't easy because, you know, we have had the initial draft budget, which was pretty severe, you know, as far as cutting, you know, making cuts to the organisation. And we heard quite clearly from Aucklanders that, you know, they didn't want that. But if you're not going to make the cut, and you don't want to sell the airport shares and you want to keep rates low and you know that debt isn't a good lever to pull when debt is expensive, well, then you're pretty flummoxed when it comes to a solution to meet the $325 million hole, which of course has a further $40 million on it now for storm-related costs. So it is a tricky balance, and I think, you know, what councillors have to do when they come to the table on Thursday is look at what the mayor has put up and say, well, you know, do I think this is right for Aucklanders considering? So if you start with the first thing, the one that sort of bothers people the most often, and that is rates. That's what you have to pay, right? Look, I'm very consciously aware that we have a looming cost of living crisis. You just have to almost look at any media outlet on any week and there is something about the hardship out there looming for not just Aucklanders but New Zealanders. We've got food going up, we know that water is going up, we know that public transport, whilst the government has done a really good job on making public transport subsidies available for young people, those who go to work every day, i.e. over 24, are going back to full fares. We've got mortgages going up. So whatever rates rise we settle on is always going to be exacerbated by the other rising costs of living, and we need to be mindful of that.
Totally.
Now, the mayor started with 4.66% and he's taken it up 2% to 6.7%, which is one of the highest rates rises probably this council has ever done. So he's, you know, his initial budget was, you know, as I said, 4.66%. Now it's 6.7, and that's the mitigated figure. In other words, the gross figure, the sort of real truthful figure, I suppose, is 9.8. But
okay,
he's lowered, he's taken out the water quality targeted rate and the natural environment targeted rate. He's mitigated those down there.
This is all true, but what we're seeing at the moment is a little bit of a there is no really consensus amongst councillors about what levers should be pulled, and we are seeing quite a strong-arming from the mayor's rhetoric, at least, about really pushing for those airport shares, which a lot of people are arguing is not really a fair way to be running this conversation. We've seen a lot of councillors talking about it, we've seen a lot of media talking about it, and I think also the public are feeling that as well. We're certainly getting a lot of messages about that languaging at the moment. We are in a very tricky time, Desley. It's so true. I mean, I don't think it's a looming crisis. I know people are really feeling it hard at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, there are going to have to be some really complicated and difficult challenges that we all sort of chip in on for the next coming while. What happens if we don't get to a consensus in this meeting this week? What's the next thing that goes on there?
Look, that's a really good point. You know, I'll just go back. There are only four levers we can pull. So there are only four levers, which is basically rates, debt, savings, and
so for the average shopping. For the average person who's concerned about the cost of living, concerned about potential rate rises, but also not stoked on things like selling the airport or having their services cut, why is debt not being looked at as something that the council could be investing in at this time?
Well, debt is being looked at. Absolutely, debt is being looked at. The mayor has increased debt to help close the gap. He's increased it by a further $100 million. He's done that in two bits, $80 million to cover the shortfall in revenue and $20 million to cover the one-off storm-related costs. So he has raised debt. Now, you've got to realise that debt, like people's mortgages, is expensive. I mean, our current debt is like, you know, it costs us, you know, $40 to $50 million a month. That's $40 to $50 million that we are paying just in interest. And we know, looming large on the horizon, is, you know, I won't use the word blowout, I'll use the word extra cost of the CRL. And then you've got the flood-affected property buyout that the government released last week. You've got big things like that that we know that we're going to have to use debt as a lever for. So it's like everybody out there, you know, is now the right time to increase your mortgage? Or is now the time that you're saying to yourself, actually,
we're not talking about individuals' mortgages here. We're talking about the Auckland Council. This is something...
We're talking about debt, and it's the same thing. And I'm trying to give you an analogy to the homeowner because, you know, yes, we have capacity in our debt, Rachel. We do. But it is the cost of servicing that debt that will take up so much money that will limit us to be able to do anything else. And right at the moment, the mayor's saying, actually, you shouldn't be increasing your debt because it's costing so much more. You should be reducing your debt.
Okay,
well, and that was one of the big drivers for the airport share sale.
Okay, so the language around this, the sort of do this or we'll do this type of conversation we're hearing from Mayor Brown at the moment is really putting people's hackles up a wee bit. Do you think this is the right way to be going about this conversation? It's a pretty fraught time. People's emotions are running high. These are really big changes for the city that, as you mentioned with debt, other people are mentioning with the airport sales. This is perhaps a short-term option for something that in the long term could be a really beneficial thing, keeping those shares for Tamaki Makaurau. What is it about this language at the moment? Do you feel it's appropriate for the mayor to be speaking like this?
I think the language is important to get right, but it's also difficult to get right. You know, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. You know, people think that if you sell the shares, it's a one-off, all over in a year, and that's it. But it's not. That's not the case. The thinking behind selling shares. You know, first of all, there's a whole lot of thinking about whether we should be holding airport shares in a climate, you know, people who are into climate crisis and emergency, you know, a council signs a, you know, climate emergency and you're holding something that has a big emitter of carbon emissions, et cetera. So you've got that kind of debate. You've got the whole fact of that if you sell them, you lock in or you reduce your debt to the tune of $100 million a year, and then if you've got to minus any foregone income from the dividends, you know, what is the bottom line? And the bottom line is that for all the projected income from the airport shares, they don't exceed that locked-in cost of lowering debt by $100 million or $99 million,
okay,
to be absolutely precise. Per year.
Well, so
it is really tricky, Rachel.
It is tricky. Nobody's trying to say it's not tricky, but I think perhaps it's being made harder by the way it's being framed at the moment as well. There seems to be a real energy the whole time from the very beginning of this budget scenario. We've heard a real sort of crisis languaging. We've heard a lot of talk about debt crisis. We've heard a lot of talk about a fiscal hole. All of these words are very extreme. They're very intense. They sort of create a situation of panic. And we're also seeing a lot of really aggressive language being used from the mayor at the moment. How are we going to get to some sort of consensus that feels right, that doesn't feel strong-armed in? Are you confident that you're going to be able to have really constructive conversations this week within council?
I think whatever happens, we have to land a balanced budget. You know, we just do by law. So, you know, I'm with you on the language, and I really thank you, Rachel, for you and BFM for having me on to try and help explain this, because I think language is important, and sometimes, you know, you talking to me is incredibly helpful too, because it's actually helping me understand exactly what, you know, your listeners are understanding around this as well. So thank you. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to balance it. You've got local boards wanting more funding back in their communities. They want those cuts put back in. And if you put something in, you've got to find it somewhere. You've got to be able to pay for it somewhere. So it's like this really, you know, big, coggy, wheely thing that moves around. And you take something out, you've got to put it in from somewhere else. So it is complicated, but we will have to land a budget of some sort. Hopefully on Thursday.
And if not on Thursday, what happens? What happens then?
Well, we do have a little bit of time, not a lot, but we do have a little bit of time. So I think the first conversation will definitely be around what the mayor has proposed as a result of the consultation feedback and listening to councillors. He's had, as I said to you before, I think he's had 101s with councillors. Listening to councillors, listening to Aucklanders, you know, taking a, you know, he has listened. I mean, I think that's a good thing. You know, he's listened to the local boards. He's said, please don't take our local board funding. We need it for our communities. And he's put it back. You know, he's listened to the arts community saying, please don't do, you know, take that. It ruins the city. You know, the arts is, and the events is vibrant.
Well, this is true. We've seen this conversation, this back and forth, and I'm sure there's a lot of relief that those major, huge cuts that we saw are being rolled back somewhat. But there is still, I think, a lot of anxiety in the public about what this is going to mean for Auckland's long-term future, not just plugging this this current situation that we've got. But we are also running out of time, Desley, and I know we're going to be coming back to this next week. Thank you so much for speaking with us about it today. And we'll be really interested to hear what comes out of the budget conversation on Thursday. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
No worries, Rachel. Ka kite. Have a good day.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.